The 87-page report looks at the impact of the proposed addition to the Domtar paper mill on air emissions, truck traffic, greenhouse gases, waterways, aesthetics, and property values. It concludes that the facility, quote, would not result in a significant impact on the human environment and that an additional environmental impact study is not warranted. Rothschild Village President Neil Torney welcomes the report.
It addresses, if not all of the concerns, certainly the majority of the concerns that both the village has had and the residents in the vicinity of the plant have had, and I think they did a very good job of addressing it.
Last week, Torney joined the other members of the Rothschild Village Board in a unanimous vote approving the site plan for the project because he says it will help the Domtar Mill stay in business.
I firmly believe that this is going to be good for the paper mill. If they can reduce their costs and become more competitive and retain those jobs, jobs is what it's all about.
Carla Aldrich, a homeowner who lives near the Domtar Mill, says the site approval by the village is a disappointment, and she worries that the biomass plant will pose an environmental threat to her neighborhood.
My husband, my daughter have asthma. Right now, when the air is bad, they have problems going outside and breathing. One of the things that the village is supposed to be doing is taking care of the residents. They just don't seem to be listening.
Opponents of the plant still have an opportunity to submit written statements to the Public Service Commission and to testify at an upcoming hearing that will be scheduled in Rothschild. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.